20 to 9 for Maximus. It's the Triple M Grill Team. Gus, MG and Maddie Johns. Emma Friedman's here as well. Partly cloudy one today with a few showers. Tops of 21 degrees.
The Grill Team's Sports All In.
Yeah, there's lots to talk about, Paige, but let's talk about two things in sort of a little bit more detail. Des Hasler, MG. He may have coached his last game at the Bulldogs. They may pay him out of his final year. The board are going to make a decision on Friday. Surely that's the wrong decision.
I can't. When I read about this morning, I thought I was kind of reading a misprint, because for mine, with the likes of Bellamy, probably Craig Bellamy and Des Hasler are the two coaches in the land that I think are the best. Wayne Bennett used to be, probably still up in the top three, but I think Des Hasler's got so much to offer. In the 5 years he's been at the Dogs, he's taken them from wooden spooners to two grand finals, and I think he's got one more year to go on his contract, which is worth $1.2 million reportedly.
And he had a 2-year extension. They've dragged that back and said you're not having it.
I would give him at least this next year to say, mate, look, you've made two grand finals. Get us one next year, and then we'll see about the 2-year extension. But you can't drop Desi Hasler from your coaching role, and then just because he doesn't fit in the inverted commas Bulldog culture, that is to me the worst decision they'll ever make.
Let's talk about the Philip Hughes inquiry. Of course, it's nearly 2 years ago where he was hit by that ball at the SCG and lost his life. Tragic circumstances, an absolute champion. The inquiry is in there trying to work out exactly what happened on the day to make sure it doesn't happen again. Now, Em, your manager is a bloke called James Henderson. He's a former manager of Philip Hughes. He had some things to say. Obviously, a very difficult day go into that inquiry yesterday and to see Mr. and Mrs. Hughes' faces. They look so, so sad.
Very difficult. You know, James is doing a great job of caring for the Hughes family, because the last 2 years has been extremely difficult for them, as you can imagine. Mm. The inquiry deals with exactly what you say, Gus. You know, how can we prevent this from happening again? But also the media's role in how it all folded out, Cricket Australia's response, even the ambulance response. I mean, the big thing that was reported on yesterday was Doug Bollinger and the alleged comment that he made at the other end of the
Senior Constable Jay Tonkin said that the Hughes family had raised concerns with police over the alleged sledges, but said no players had any memory of such comments. Now, Dougie Bollinger is a friend of the show, and we know him here personally, and he's a really, really good bloke. He has denied telling Philip Hughes, "I will kill you," on the day the former Australia opener died. And, of course, if that sort of banter happens in just subbies cricket and subbies sport, full stop. So, I mean, if he did say that, he didn't mean that.
Oh, of course not. Of course he's not down the other end, you know, bowling a short ball to try and knock out Hughesy. I mean, that's not what's happened there.
No.
And I think we all believe Doug when he says, you know, in my heart of hearts, I believe I did not say that. I know I did not say that. What we hope from the end of the week, and it's going to continue to be very difficult. I mean, yesterday they showed vision of Philip, you know, afterwards being hit by the ball. And that's very difficult for family and friends to watch. There will be positives, hopefully, to come out of this, whether it be learnings for Cricket Australia, maybe some the parents of Philip to leave with a little bit of peace within them. But, it's horrible. It has to happen. And it's really, I don't know, it's sad. Being close to it in sharing a manager and knowing Phil, you know, while he was playing around the country, it's difficult to deal with, but
the most heartbreaking thing for mine is when I read yesterday or today that Phil's father, Greg, and his sister Megan, when they were about to play the actual over that that Phil passed away in, they had to leave the room.
Cool.
So Phil's mum and his brother stayed.
Yeah. You couldn't watch it.
I think a coronial inquest had to be made. I don't think that anyone's going to be to blame. This is one of them freak one in a million accidents that happened.
Why is it public, Doug Bollinger, if he said that or not? Why does the public need to know that? Are they trying to ruin another life?
I don't know. Just,
you know,
a bit of the young bloke, you know, the bloke who bowled the over.
Well, it wasn't Doug Bollinger anyway.
It wasn't Doug Bollinger. Yeah. It was young Abbott. You know, and if it happened in league, it happened in union, it happened in AFL, it happened in netball. If somebody passed away in that sport, there'd have to be something similar.
Of course. And they're trying to fix everything, and they've got helmets now with extra little guards on there to try to help it. But like you say, it's even more than one in a million, because how many deliveries are bowled, you know, and how many people have died being struck by a ball. It's even more than that. So anyway, the inquiry will continue. It's very, very sad, and it brings back horrible memories for everyone involved. Hopefully, like you said, guys, something positive will come out of it.
And thoughts with the Hughes family. Quarter to nine on the grill team. That's the Sports All In.